on the line. Brett, don't hang up yet. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. A lot of good movies out there. And catch a baseball movie, too. It's a lot of fun. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking Ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace, and the nation's latest aviation incident, an American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing in Denver.
Orderly, 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 everybody.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the crew had reported an engine vibration.
That airplane inferno sent passengers running through blinding smoke Thursday evening at Denver's airport.
Oh, my gosh.
I look out the window, and there's flames.
Ingrid Hibbets and her family were on board American Airlines Flight 1006 as the cabin filled with smoke.
I'm really grateful that this happened on the ground, because if this happened in the air, I don't think I'd be standing here telling you the story.
12 passengers were treated for minor injuries. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has angered some of his fellow Democrats by agreeing to vote yes on the Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown tonight.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports President Trump plans to dust off the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to detain and deport undocumented immigrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II, when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy.
The law impacts people from countries the government believes are staging an invasion or predatory incursion of the U.S. Former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who leaked military secrets, is now asking President Trump for leniency.
During his court-martial Thursday, Teixeira pleaded guilty to charges of obstructing justice. He had leaked highly classified documents about the war in Ukraine in an online chat room. He told the judge he is a proud patriot and claimed that he had exposed how the Biden administration was misleading the public about the war. In a letter he read out loud, he suggested he had new information to disclose and asked President Trump to intercede. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The National Weather Service confirms it was a tornado that damaged homes in Pico Rivera in Southern California. George Rodriguez lived through
it. The tables, the chairs, the glass, the umbrella ended out over there. It just blew. I thought it was going to hit the house.
No injuries were reported. That same system could spawn tornadoes, hail, and flooding in parts of the Midwest today. History in the NBA last night.
Curry thought about three. He'll put up a three. A shot for the ages from a player for the ages.
The call on TNT as Golden State Warrior Steph Curry became the first NBA player to hit 4,000 three-pointers in a career. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4 with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A challenge for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a thrilling 89-87 win in the Big East Tournament in New York over Xavier. Cam Jones with 28 points. Talked about the challenge tonight facing the number one seed, St. John's.
You know, it's a very, very quick turnaround. That's the beauty of this, man. It ain't no game easy in this league.
When you think about facing St. John's, what comes to mind?
Let's get it.
In Indianapolis, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-63 to advance in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. NBA, Bucks snap a three-game losing streak with a win at home. 126-106 over the Lakers. The Bucks wearing a Junior Bridgman patch now for the rest of the season.
I think his legacy is held in high regard. Even before he became part of our ownership group, I was very aware of who he was. And it's just a tough loss, not only on Milwaukee, but on the NBA brotherhood. And, you know, it's just really unfortunate.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. Slight chance that one or two of those could be severe with hail and wind the main threat. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Los Angeles Times reported that 63% of American families are now considered dysfunctional. My God. That means we're the majority. We're normal. It's the people that had the mommy and the daddy and the brother and the sister, little white picket fence. Those people are the freaks, man. My parents' divorce settlement involved a bar tab. They had a big court battle over who got to keep me. Mom won. She made me live with dad. My father, a hard-drinking man from the 70s. We actually have no pictures of my dad where he is not holding a beer. Weddings, funerals, water skiing, parent-teacher conference. When I got sick around him as a kid growing up, he'd always warm me up a shot of 100-proof whiskey. Never got sick. That I can remember. First grade show and tell, taught the class to mix Long Island iced teas. From scratch.
But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
from Hard Day's Night, Can't Buy Me Love. It's 8:09, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, an Oscar isn't the only measure of success for a song featured in the movie. A lot of them are bona fide hits, too. Billboard.com put together a list of the top movie songs of all time based on their performance on the Hot 100 chart. That's a good list here. Endless Love, Diana Ross, Lionel Richie from the movie of the same name, Endless Love. I don't think the movie was a hit. I think the song was a bigger hit. Everything I do it for you. From Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, that was a Kevin Costner version. That was Bryan Adams did that song. How Deep Is Your Love? One of a million songs the Bee Gees did from Saturday Night Fever. Eye of the Tiger, Survivor from Rocky III. Interesting story there. Up until this point, they used to use that Bill Conti instrumental theme for Rocky I and Rocky II. And for Rocky III, Sylvester Stallone said he has to appeal to younger people. And they tried to get other groups to do it. Nobody would do the song. And eventually they got Survivor to do it. And Eye of the Tiger, smash hit. And Flashdance, what a feeling. Irene Cara, the movie Flashdance. Interesting story there, too. Paramount thought the movie was terrible, Flashdance. And they said they're not going to release it. And the wife of the head of Paramount Studios saw the movie and said, oh, no. You have to release this movie. This must be released. It's going to be a hit. She was right. It changed music forever. Music videos, everything was changed forever based on that movie, Flashdance. Yeah, it's a good thing you listened to his wife, huh? Foundations, Build Me Up, Buttercup, 99.9 FM and Racine, 98.1 FM, Kenosha, and AM 1400 everywhere.
Why do you build me up?
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Fun.
You knew I could not stay for long. When you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning, I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before. Your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I've felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness.
That's Bobby Goldsboro. I'm a drifter. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 58. Right now it is partly sunny and 43 degrees at Radio Park. So this guy stole $24 from a gas station in China. $24. And to avoid the authorities, he hid out in a cave for 14 years. Kind of dedication to wanting to get away with the crime. And by the way, they got him in the end anyway. Pete Schwabe now.
Beat. I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Music died. Richie Valens, part of that with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, and of course the pilot in the plane, La Bamba. It's what's his name? It's a good movie, La Bamba, with, what's his name, Diamond. I can't think of his name. What is his name? Lou Diamond Phillips. Yeah, I knew Diamond was in there somewhere. Well, an elementary school in Arkansas recently let kids come dressed as their favorite superhero. And an 8-year-old girl named Carolyn Carlson dressed up as her teacher. Isn't that nice? Now, she could be looking to get a better grade. That's why she did it. But you know what? I think she was sincere. I think she actually thought her teacher was a superhero. And you know what? They are superheroes. 824, local news, timeless hits, WRTN. Here's Aretha. Aretha, say a little prayer. It's 828, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, someone online asked this question. If you want an all-expense-paid trip to 49 of the 50 states, which one would you exclude? The best response seemed to be the one you already live in. I wouldn't say that. I want to see the rest of Wisconsin. But what would you say? Which of the 50 states do you say you're out? Delaware? Rhode Island, pretty small. Rhode Island's nice. I've been to Rhode Island. I've been to Delaware, too. Trying to think here. Utah? No, Utah's beautiful. They got Monument Valley, there where they filmed a lot of the big westerns. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'd leave out. Huh. Day 29, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check local news again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties went in different directions last month when it comes to their housing markets. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, in Racine County, home sales fell by almost 12% compared to February of last year. Kenosha County saw a big increase in home sales, up almost 25%. Both counties are dealing with a shortage of homes for sale and rising prices, which the realtors say is a common problem in the area. There's plenty of green to go around tomorrow with competing Irish interests in both Racine and Kenosha. The neighboring cities are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with parades tomorrow. It's the 17th annual in Racine, stepping off at noon from State and Main. This is Kenosha's first foray into greenery with their inaugural St. Pat's Parade tomorrow. That starts at 11, beginning at 50th Street and 7th Avenue, and heading south on 6th. You can see the Racine Parade lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer is getting more accolades. Sewer, who passed in 2020, dedicated his career to local sports and news in Racine. Yesterday, he was announced as a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer. Sewer's 36-year tenure at WRJN included the broadcast of over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. The press box at Horlick Field bears his name. The WBA will recognize Sewer and other honorees at a summer conference. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. Slight chance that one or two of those could be severe with hail and wind the main threat.
When did the History Channel become the network of shows for what people in the Klan do during the day? It's reality shows. My wife, she will only watch reality shows. And the dumber the show, the more she wants to watch it. I cannot be in the room when they're on. Because you will never experience less reality than when you're watching a reality show. You're watching people who aren't actors put into situations created by people who aren't writers. And they're second guessing how they think you would like to see them behave if this were a real situation, which it's not. And you are passively observing this. You're watching an amateur production of nothing. It's like a photo of a drawing of a hologram. It's the Beatles of wasting your time.
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear.
Gallery from 1972. Nice to be with you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a weird question. Do you think you could ever be tricked into joining a cult? Now, the thing about them is no one ever thinks they join one until they do. 71% of Americans think there's no chance they'd ever join a cult. Another 10% said probably not. Only 12% said they're somewhat or very likely to be tricked into joining a cult. How do you get tricked into joining a cult? I guess you don't know it when you're doing it, right? All right. It is 8:53. Got a partly sunny sky, 43 degrees now here at Radio Park. This is from the Broadway musical Hair. Here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine.
Brown leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. church. I passed a long way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You know the preacher liked the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
And the Pop is California Dreamin', a classic. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We're coming up tomorrow. We just got word last night. High school basketball, Waterford will take on Park in a game from Whitefish Bay. The pregame is 12:30, tip-off 1 p.m. with Dick Graceffa. So high school basketball, we're getting down to the finals here pretty soon. This is going to determine who's going where. Waterford against Park. From Whitefish Bay, live on WRJN tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 pregame, 1 p.m. tip-off. It's like a football in my head. 1 p.m. tip-off right here on WRJN Radio. Well, a lab Great Dane mixed dog named Whiskey figured out how to turn the kitchen faucet on while the owners were out. He flooded the room, causing more than $5,000 in damage. Smart doggy. I never tell a dog they're bad. Now he turned on the faucet. He learned a trick.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go.
seasons. Let's hang on. It's 8:46. Local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. You ever see where it gives you the eat by Best Buy? You know, when you go to the supermarket, you buy some food. They give you the date on there where it's best sell by or eat by a date. After you hear this story, you're going to check that date carefully from now on. A 52-year-old man in Florida thought he had migraines. Turns out he had a tapeworm in his head. He got it from eating undercooked bacon that went bad. The tapeworm got into his brain, laid eggs. Thankfully, he's okay. They gave him a deworming medication that's also sometimes used for dogs. His symptoms improved in about 2 weeks. You got to check those end dates on food. And by the way, who eats undercooked bacon? Cook this stuff, for goodness sake. You get trichinosis, you get all kinds of things. So he's going to be okay, luckily, but a tapeworm in your brain, whoa. That doesn't sound good. 8:47. Hey, we're talking to Mike Clemens, talking sports. I got a good Junior Bridgman story for you, too, coming up in just a moment here at WRJN.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or BigLou.com.
I like that. Big Lou's on meds. I love that line. It's 8:50, a Friday morning, and that means Mike Clemens is here. We're going to talk sports, and I want to get my Junior Bridgman story in before we leave today. Let's kick it off. We got a big win from Wisconsin over Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament, right?
Yeah, they're down in Indianapolis, and Wisconsin held on to beat them 70-63, so now the Badgers will advance today to the next round. They're going to take on UCLA, a team that they lost to when they were out in Southern California. That game is about 1:30 this afternoon. But Badgers looking pretty good. They get scoring from John Tanjay, who had a couple of dramatic slam dunks. He had 18 points. And Nelson Winters, you know, working under the basket, he had a good game as well. So they're taking on UCLA today, this afternoon.
Marquette did well, too. Beat Xavier.
They did. Xavier was a team that thought that they needed this win. They'd won their last seven in a row, and they may now be in danger of not getting into the tournament. Good win for Marquette, and a dramatic win. They were down by 14 points playing in the Garden, Madison Square Garden in New York in the Big East tournament, but they came back to win kind of a thriller. It was 89-79 in the final. Now tonight, tough task for Marquette. They're going to play around 5:30 against St. John's from the New York area. They are rated sixth in the nation, number one seed in this Big East tournament, so that's going to be a tough out for the Golden Eagles this evening.
St. John's from Queens. We used to on my first
Queens,
station.
Right.
We used to carry all their games on my very first station. I want to mention we've got high school basketball tomorrow. We're going to have the Brewers game. That starts at 3 o'clock. They'll take on the Athletics. But we also have high school basketball, Waterford against Park. The game will be played from Whitefish Bay. Dick Rosefis got the pregame action at 12:30, tip-off at 1 p.m. Again, down to the nitty-gritty. Again, down to who's going to the state tournament. So, you know, be on your best because it's coming up to this.
That's boys basketball.
Boys basketball.
And then up in Green Bay, you've got the girls' state tournament going on that continues today. So, yeah.
All right, real quickly, let's talk about the NBA. We've got the Bucks winning over the Lakers, right?
Yeah, last night the Bucks beat the L.A. 126-106, beat them by 20 points. LeBron James did not make it the trip to Milwaukee. He went back to L.A. He's been dealing with a groin injury. He should be okay in another couple of days, they say. But Bucks able to win that one and and snapped a three-game losing streak. And they're wearing this new patch to honor their owner and former player Junior Bridgman last night, which was kind of a moving moment last night after he passed away Tuesday at the age of 71.
Now, why don't you tell people who Junior Bridgman was?
Well, he grew up in East Chicago, Indiana, and wanted to be a Boy Scout. His family was poor. They couldn't afford the $1.25 entry fee. He leads his high school team to win a state championship in Indiana, class of 71, goes to Louisville University for 3 years, gets drafted in the first round by the Lakers, and the Lakers trade him to Milwaukee in that trade for Kareem. They trade him and Brian Winters. So he becomes like the sixth man with this great team of led by, Don Nelson was the coach later on, but they had Sidney Moncrief and Marcus Johnson, Big Bob Lanier playing, and he had like a 9-year career with the Bucks. A couple of years after that, I think it was with the Clippers. But the owner, before Herb Cole, the owner, Jim Fitzgerald, is a pretty good guy. He sat down with him, and, Junior said, what do I do moving on? He was earning about $300,000 a year, and Jim Fitzgerald told him, and Junior told us this story, Don, last fall when he became a co-owner of the Bucks. He said, Fitzgerald told him, it's not how much money you make, it's what you do with your money. I mean, you get some money, and then you got to invest it, and you got to work it, and you got to get some loans, and if you have some success, then you reinvest in the building. It's like building a snowball. It's a little bit of time. You got to work at it. Got to know what you're investing in. Well, that's how he went from $300,000 to $1.4 billion.
I know.
He owned about 100 Wendy's. He started out as a former NBA player working 18-hour shifts as a fry cook because he wanted to know the business inside and out and what those employees were going through and what the customers wanted. And then he got into Chili's restaurants, Blaze Pizza. My kids have gone to Blaze Pizza, later Coca-Cola bottling. And then, he's at this function on Tuesday, the Boy Scouts in Girl Scouts in Louisville. Louisville sort of has been his home base. That's where he went to college. And it's 45th annual fundraiser for scouting. And he's just speaking there and talking to a reporter. And all of a sudden he says, I think I'm having a heart attack. They couldn't save him. 71 years old. And that's just what he did. He put in money into the Muhammad Ali Center down there in Louisville, into schools. And he sponsored me. He sponsored our station when I was in Sports Talk before I came to WRJN, just because he believed in. He would come to the station with a bag of Wendy's and say, here you go, guys. And he was just a very classy, didn't talk about himself, always asked about you.
Well, let me get my – this is when he owned Wendy's. This is the Wendy's story. So I lived in Brown Deer at the time. north in Milwaukee, and on Brandeer Road, there was a Wendy's, and I went up, and my wife and daughter and I, we all said, well, let's get Wendy's tonight. So I went there, placed the order, went through the drive-thru, came home with my order. I don't know whose order it was, but it wasn't mine. And I called up, and they said, well, come on back. We'll give you the right order. I said, no. I was there already. You come over and bring my order to me. He said, well, we don't do that. I said, well, I don't go twice to the same place because you didn't check the order when
this
you gave it to me.
This is before DoorDash.
This is back in the 80s. And so he said, well, hold on. And he says, listen, I'm going to check with the manager because we have to have a manager here at all times. And I'm the manager here now and I can't leave the building. But hold on. Push me on hold. He says, okay, what's your address? And I tell him, he said, well, I'm going to personally bring your order over your house. We have a new manager coming in about 5 minutes. He's right down the block. As soon as he gets here, I'll run the correct order over your house. I said, you're going to do that? He goes, yes, I will do that for you. I said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. I'll tell you what. Just write the order down, and I'll pick it up tomorrow, and we'll do this tomorrow instead. But you don't need to do that. He says, I don't mind. I said, I know you don't, but I'm not going to make you come all the way down to my house, and I do appreciate the effort. So I was working at 103.7 FM in Milwaukee at the time, and I told this story on the air. That day, Junior Bridgman was holding a big thing at one of the hotels for all the managers of the Wendy's. He brought them all together, and somebody heard the story on the radio and told it to all the managers. Junior Bridgman called that manager up and personally, raved about him. He said, this is the kind of service we're looking for. This is the way we treat our customers. We made that guy a star. And Junior Bridgman came up and just raved about this guy, how good he was. And this is what you have to be. You have to be like this guy.
Made
that guy a superstar overnight.
Remember that show that was on CBS called Undercover Boss?
Yes,
he was that
yes.
kind of a guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
even like toward the end, he would still take a shift and work the drive-through window, you know, at one of his stores because he wanted to keep in touch with what's it like for his workers and, most importantly, what's it like for his customers. And that's why he was so successful.
Want an interesting trivia story? Okay. A pitcher named, and I hope I'm saying this right, Mike Bassick Sr. Do you ever hear of him? Mike Bassick Sr. He pitched against Hank Aaron in the game where Hank Aaron hit his 750th home run. Okay?
50th?
755. I'm sorry, 755.
Okay.
31 years later, his son, Mike Bassick Jr., threw a pitch where Barry Bonds hit his record 756th home run. What are the chances, father and son?
That's weird.
That's a good trivia question.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to the guy from Marcus Theaters, Brett Hoffman, and we talked about all the baseball movies that you can watch now that spring training's underway. You know what movie they left off the top 10? I couldn't believe it. They left off Field of Dreams, and they left... Yeah, they also left off Major League on the list. They had some good movies on.
I mean, the Babe Ruth story and Lou Gehrig, and I'm sure those are probably in there, right?
Well, they had Pride of the Yankees, the only movie I ever cry out every time I see it.
Right.
And I get teared up talking about that last line where today I feel I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I always get teared up when I hear that. But how do you leave off Field of Dreams?
You know why? Because I learned a while ago, these guys, these bloggers are looking for clicks. They'll leave one off like that because it starts generating.
Well, this is the Hollywood Reporter. This is a major newspaper.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, really?
You know, sometimes they do that just to tick people off and to get people to talk about their column.
Well, they ticked me off.
It worked.
Hey, Mike, you have a great time today. I do appreciate all the stuff you do for this radio station. You're a great sports announcer at the station. You gather sports every morning, every half hour. We hear Mike's sports reports, and I'm glad you do it.
Well, that's a great Junior Bridgman story. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, Don.
Okay, you too. Mike Clements. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you Monday. Once again, 6 a.m. coming up in just a moment here. It's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum. And don't forget, we've got Kurt Vollman at 2. And if we have some time, we have time tonight. No sports tonight. We have Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock. It's all happening right here. But right now, it's 9 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage. I'm Michael Wallace. And the